You are listening to a Sunday sermon from St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Bellevue, Washington. We are a community that seeks God's presence, serves Christ and others, and grows together in faith. Welcome to our podcast. The following sermon was preached on Christmas Day, 2015, by the Reverend Lex Breckenridge, rector at St. Thomas.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for him in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, see? I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what they had been told to them about the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying, praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
On this night, here in Medina and around the world, there's a big celebration going on. A celebration of the birth of a child. The birth of the child of peace. And it's not just Christians that mark this night. People of other faiths or no faith at all, on this night, will hear again the angel's song of hope that we just heard. And will look to the child. The shepherds were the first to hear it. "Do not be afraid," the angel told them. "Do not be afraid." That's how the announcement of hope begins. "There is a sign for you, a child lying in a stable." The child is the sign of hope. "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." The shepherds here. You probably know that shepherds were a pretty disreputable bunch, not part of polite society, living on the margins, out in the fields. Yet they're the ones who hear the message of hope first. That's an important part of this story and an important part of our Christian faith. The message of hope comes first to those who seemed to be the least likely ones. In Matthew's gospel, it's not the shepherds who come looking for the child. It's wise men, or magi, or astrologers. Men of great learning, great wisdom, great wealth. International travelers who know the stars. They're also from the outside. From different countries, different cultures, different religious traditions. But they come seeking the child too. And they're welcome. You know, both the shepherds and the wise men are never heard from again in the gospel stories. Did they become Christians? Who knows? That's not the point of the story. Whether they're Christians or not doesn't matter. What matters is that everyone looks to the child for peace on earth. We look back to the child born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, and on this night we bow to that child. For it's that child who shows us what's at the heart of every child, of every woman and of every man. And what's at the heart of every woman and every man is peace, the sacred, healing. But we don't only look back to the past. The child is here, with us now, in our midst, in our family, and in every family. The child lives here in Medina and in Bellevue, in Tent City and in Nicholsville, in the Skagit Valley and in Guatemala, in Israel and in Iraq and in Syria, in Kosovo and Kazakhstan, right next door to us. And on the other side of the world, the child is here. As we look to the child on this night, let's look to our own children and the children of friends and family here and wherever they might be. We hold their struggles and their joys on this night. And we look to what draws us together and also to what separates us. We look to our distances and our differences. And when we remember our own families, when we remember our own brothers and sisters and children and grandchildren, we remember that in God's vision, we are all brothers and sisters, because everything in creation is related. Everything belongs. And we remember our mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers who gave birth to us and blessed us as best they knew how. They are all born of God, each a child precious in God's image. And each one is precious to the child who has been born this night. We live in a time of great anxiety about the future. We want to know the future so we can control the future. But the future hasn't happened yet. We can't control the future, but we can look to the future with hope. Hope that is born with this child tonight. Hope that, in the words of St. Paul, has been laid up for you in heaven. It is this hope born with the child and living in every child that allows us to face the unknown future with confidence. If we can see the child born this night in every child, our divisions can be healed. If we can see the sacred in every child, no matter the ethnic group or the culture or the religious tradition into which a particular child might be born, then we have hope for the future. This is certainly the way of peace and the way of God's love. This is the way of transformation in our own lives. I heard someone say not long ago that only the power of love will save us, not the love of power. The way of love is the way of the cross, where the child born tonight will lead us if only we choose to follow. So can we open ourselves to that? Will the child of peace be born in each of us tonight? I recently discovered a Christmas hymn that I'll bet many of you may already know, but it was new to me. It's called Some Children See Him. It was written by a man named Alfred Burt in 1951, a time with its own set of anxieties very much like ours. The Korean conflict was raging. The Soviet Union had acquired the hydrogen bomb. Our country was divided by the Red Scare and by racial fear. And Mr. Burt, I'm pleased to say, was an Episcopalian. In fact, he was the son of a priest. I always appreciate it when the member of our tribe creates a work of particular beauty. So we're going to sing Some Children See Him now. Gabby Pierce and Catherine Blundell in the choir will sing the first two verses, and we'll fall in on the last verse. As we sing, can you see the child? Can you imagine how a child in South Sudan sees the child? Can you imagine how a child in Morocco sees the child? Can you imagine how a child in China or a child in Indonesia or a child in the Rainier Valley or a child in Jackson, Mississippi sees the child? What will you see tonight when you look into the manger? Amen.
For more information about St. Thomas Episcopal Church, please visit our website, www.stthomasmedina.org. That's www.stthomasmedina.org.